That's a one really important thing is, you know, we hear a lot about vitamins, but minerals. And the theory is that our body should have all of them available to us. And in seawater, for instance, where life evolved from, has almost all the minerals in seawater. And if we separate our water from our blood cells, it's almost equivalent to seawater, which is interesting. And if the fluids in our body don't have all these trace elements, if one of the trace or two of the trace elements are missing, then that can produce complications. And science hasn't really studied much about the trace elements. But the problem is in the United States, in the soil, about 95% of the trace elements are farmed out of the system and not replenished. So a lot of the food we eat has very few of the trace elements. It has some of the basics, you know, but for fertilizer, they usually mainly use nitrogen. Now, where you have organic farmers, they will take the elements and put them back in the soil. Therefore, they can keep the trace elements going. Now, in Australia, only about 50% of the trace elements are gone from their soil. But the United States is about the worst. We've really farmed out most of the trace elements out of our soil. And anyway, that's one of the reasons I drink a lot of Australian wine, because I figure it's got a lot more trace elements in it than American wine does. But I also think it has more body to it, a lot of the Australian wines do. I don't know why, but and my guess is because it has more trace elements in it. And when you eat something, whether it be strawberries or whatever, that's grown in good organic fertilizer that has trace elements thrown back into it, you'll notice the flavor is really good. Now, a lot of things that are sold as organic, you know, they don't really concentrate on throwing trace elements back in. But a lot of them, like, there's one place here, there's volcanic farms near the craters of the moon. And when I buy one of the watermelons, it is just tastes fabulous. You know, and I figure it's all the trace elements from that volcanic ash that is part of the components of the soil where the volcanic farms grows their stuff. But all their, whether it be corn or watermelon or cantaloupe, whatever I bought from the volcanic farms, has a really nice flavor to it, which convinces me that, you know, I'm right about the trace elements.
JJ?
Yeah.
One of the inventors that I work with uses a pre-coal rock to make a fertilizer product. When it was tested, after 8 hours, they shut off the machine.
Yeah.
There were over 1,000 things identified in this pre-coal rock that was turned into a liquid fertilizer. And
that rock was something that had never been tampered with.
Right, yeah. So it had all these ancient materials in it. They identified 2% of the different plants and things that made up that rock. They couldn't identify 98% of them. Mm-hmm. But when you put that fertilizer on things, the lettuce looks like spinach.
Yeah,
it's extra green, and when you eat the salad made out of that lettuce, not only is like the romaine lettuce sweet, mm-hmm. but it's filling. So you eat a lettuce salad, and you feel like you've eaten potatoes or something.
Regularized fruit lettuce has like zero nutrition.
Yeah, but this romaine lettuce is so deep, deep green, and the tomatoes, and like Ren put it on a poinsettia that was half dead.
Oh, yeah. They were gone almost. You should see them. They look like the rainforest now.
Oh, yeah. Is it for sale?
Yes. Yeah, we can sell it.
Are you going to sell it?
Yeah, I'm selling it. So I'm just telling you that there is a product out there that puts all the minerals back in.
Where does it come from?
Pre-coal rock.
So you should do that?
Yeah, they mine it in Utah. There's a lot of it.
I have heard of that, about people pulling minerals out of rock. I have.
You have the process.
I have an internet friend who just started a business.
You know, what irritates me is they keep coming up with these studies. They say, well, they've done a bunch of scientific studies of organic food, and they've concluded the organic food isn't any better than non-organic food.
Who commissioned the study?
What? Well, I've read about a half a dozen different studies.
That's a hang-up.
Yeah.
Because often the supporter of the study has a biased point of view.
Well, right.
A biased result.
Right. But more than that, the problem is revealed in the study itself. Is they say that they only study the vitamins. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't really matter if it's organic or non-organic. It'll produce about the same number of vitamins, but that's not why you buy organic. You don't buy it for the vitamins. You buy it for the minerals.
And the lack of poisons.
Right, and the lack of poisons, yeah. Yeah, so, and a really good organic food, definitely. And you also buy it for the taste, because really good organic food tastes about several times better than the regular food. And like I say, there are some organic food I think is very commercial that isn't much better than the regular. But you have to be careful, you know. Look at it. Look at how it looks. When I shop for any type of vegetables or fruit, I look at how it looks. If it looks good, then, you know, if it doesn't look healthy, if it looks old, it can be maybe it was all right when they delivered it to the market, but maybe it's even old. If it's old, then it's lost a lot of its vital force. But what they leave out is that's not why people that buy organic buy organic. They don't buy it for the vitamins. They buy it for several other reasons. Number one, the minerals, the lack of poisons, and also the vital force that's in it. There's a vital force that science doesn't know anything about, which is it's called prana, which organic food, good organic food, or good healthy food of any kind will have more of it than the regular commercial food. Yeah.
It's funny that you're on this topic. Just the other day, I was reading the board, and I started reading about aquaponics. I don't know if you've heard of that, but that's where you have a closed system where you have vegetables grown like hydroponics, but there's a fish tank, and the fish water is cycled through the grow beds, and it has all the nutrients and so forth in it.
Hmm.
And I was just really intrigued. You know, I'm gonna build one of these things.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Hey, Mike, that's the stuff that Susan's doing.
Or are you doing aquaponics with the fish and the whole thing?
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then I was just reading about the trace minerals you need if you add some of that kind. And those vegetables just look amazing. They grow like twice as fast and more green and just So my wife thinks I'm just gone nuts because now the backyard's already all full of stuff and
Okay, so the one question a lot of people have is, well, you know, organic stuff costs quite a bit of money. What's a way that I can feed myself well, get minerals and the nutrients I need without paying through the nose? Okay, I'll tell you a couple things that I do.